Hello and welcome back to the Confidence Club podcast. It's your host, Manel Briggs. If this is your first time here, welcome to the club. And if you're a returning listener, hi, I'm so happy that you're back. So today's episode is inspired by something that I did on the weekend, and I'm super excited about it because I love to talk about this kind of stuff because I love doing this. So I'm the type of person that loves to live for the aesthetic. I love to romanticize my life, romanticize little things, make just the normal mundane things a little bit more special than they might normally be. But I feel like there's this misconception that to do that, to romanticize your life, to live in like a quote unquote aesthetic life, it costs a lot of money. And from what we see on social media, from what we're always consuming, it definitely looks that way, but I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be that way. There are definitely, you know, aspects of it that may cost more than others, but there's also a lot of things that you can do to romanticize your life and act like the main character without having to break the bank. I have a whole list of ways that I'm going to share with you in this episode today that you can do that. But I also just want to like take you through the inspiration behind this episode, which was basically me romanticizing my Saturday afternoon unintentionally last weekend. So basically I wanted to do a bookish weekend in my life vlog for my YouTube channel. And so everything that I did that weekend was going to be book related because I had most of the weekend off. So I was like, okay, why not? Like we could just spend the whole weekend reading and talking about books and maybe going to cute bookstores. And I ended up going to a bookstore that I found that's a couple of towns over, and I just browsed. It was attached to a coffee shop. I checked out the coffee shop, but I didn't get anything. And then after that, before I left that town, I went into this little vintage shop, which was so cute. I originally thought it was a coffee shop like when I drove by it, but then I went in, that's not what it was, but I was not disappointed. It was so cute. There was like Taylor Swift themed stuff in there. There was like these stickers that I like to collect whenever I go on trips. They had like the cutest little aesthetic decorative pieces, pillows, candles, all the things. And I literally just walked through the whole store. I didn't buy anything, but I just enjoyed my time in there. And then I left and I did end up going to a coffee shop, one of my favorites, and I got a coffee and I read my book. And then after that, I went to a record store and I browsed. And I don't know if anybody else can do this, but I'm the type of person that if it's a certain store, like a bookstore, a record store, a vintage shop, I can just go in there and browse and not buy anything. Obviously, there's going to be times where I will be tempted. I was tempted to get a record, but I didn't. Or you're tempted to get a book, but you don't. And you just kind of enjoy actually being in the environment without feeling the need to buy anything. I had done this like sometime last year, again, unintentional. And I was like, this was literally the best afternoon ever. And I spent $3 on a coffee. So that's where the inspiration for this episode came from. And I just wanted to share some more different ideas that you could do. And I'll paint you a picture as I'm sharing them, because you don't have to break the bank to feel like the main character in your life. So these are 10 ways that you can romanticize your life for free. Number one is to read. I feel like reading in general is an act of romanticizing your life. And then on top of that, if you change the location of where it is, it can make it even more magical. So for example, especially, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm in my fantasy era right now. So like just reading one of those books, I could be anywhere and I'm already in a different world. But there's so many different places that you could go and read where you don't have to pay. So there's a library, there's parks, especially as the weather starts to get nicer. Even in your room, like if you have a cute little room that you love to be in, like that can be it. Or even just a corner of your house or apartment that could be dedicated to reading. There are so many different places that you can go just to switch it up and to romanticize reading. Number two is to go for a walk and listen to a podcast or listen to a music. You could have a specific playlist on that is literally like, I'm, you know, living in a small town and I'm romanticizing my life, or like I am the main character, whatever it is that's going to be you romanticizing, like make a soundtrack for that and then go on a walk and do that. I mean, on top of that, it's also you getting like exercise and fresh air. And especially as the weather starts to get nicer, depending on where you live, you could switch up where you go for walks. So, you know, you could be walking your neighborhood, but you could also go down to like the lake if you live by one. You could go into a forest. Depending, you know, again, where you live, there's just so many things, and that is completely free. Number three is to explore your town like a tourist. This is a really fun thing to do, especially if you kind of overlook where you live. It's so easy to just be like, oh, well, I live here, so it's not that special. But like, if you actually take the day and pretend that like the town that you live in is a town that you're visiting somewhere else. My mom and I do a lot of outdoor adventure trips. And typically when we go on those trips, we'll end up staying in a small town at some point. And I always explore that small town. And it occurred to me the last time I did this that like the people that live here probably don't think anything much of their town. But because I've never been here before, I'm like absolutely romanticizing it. And so you can do that with the town that you live in too. And it's so fun. And it's like what I talked about doing on the weekend. You don't even have to buy anything. Like you can go into the little stores that you have. You can, you know, visit the different places, the, you know, parks and whatever else is in the town without having to spend any money. Maybe there's like free events going on. I know where I live, as the summer like starts, there's music in the park every week. So there's so many different things that you could do if you romanticize your life by exploring your town like a tourist. Number four is what I kind of just said, but it's to browse different stores. So bookstore, record store, vintage shop. If you can like browse thrift stores, like that's fun too. Wherever it is for you. I don't really like going shopping that much. So that what I said before, like there's only certain stores that I can browse in without buying anything, because otherwise I just feel like it's a waste of time to be there. But these are places like that for me. So think about what that is for you and then go to those. Number five is to go for a hike. So this could be like literally if you live in the mountains, going for a hike, going on an adventure hike. That's really fun to do. And again, it's a really good way to get some fresh air. Number six is to learn a new skill. And the nice thing about learning a new skill is at this point, there's really no excuse for not being able to if you have access to the internet, because there's so many free videos, coaching, online programs that teach you what you want to learn. Right now, I'm working on Spanish, learning Spanish. I've learned it in the past, but like I hadn't really looked at it for years. So I'm just pretending that I've never learned it before. And I use Duolingo, and that's literally a free app. I do it every single day. If you want to learn any language on it, you can use that app. There's, you know, if you want to learn how to like sew or knit or do any of these things, then just look it up online. Number eight is to have a picnic, especially as the weather starts to get warmer. And if you want to really make this like you're not spending any extra money, use food and groceries and stuff that you've already bought in the past. If you want to make cute little like recipes or things to bring on the picnic, like just give yourself a challenge to only use what you have in the cupboard. And having a picnic is so fun. That is like such a good way to romanticize your life. I did that with my friend last summer, and I just sent her a video today actually of somebody saying like it's almost time for this season again, and I literally cannot wait. Number nine is to redesign your room using what you have at home. So I actually just did a whole series about this on my YouTube channel because I had this urge one day to just do a massive organize and declutter of all my things. And then I was like, well, since I did that, I could do a little room makeover. And if you watch the video, like I literally detailed exactly how I did it and how much I spent. It was so cheap. It was ridiculous. I feel like, again, this is another one of those things where it's like, this misconception that you have to, if you're going to do a room makeover, you have to change everything in there. No, you don't. All you really have to do is change a few things and it absolutely transforms the room. So if you need inspo for that, you can definitely go watch that on my channel. But this is a really fun thing to do. And it's just also helps you kind of create your perfect little space where you can continue to romanticize your life. And then number 10, and this is probably just as big as the reading one and won't cost any money, is to journal. You can journal about literally anything, personal development, self-development, what you want in life, you know, your future, your day. It could be like a diary. There's so many things. And like, I feel like writing is just a romanticized activity. Like it just is. It just fits into that category so well. So definitely try that if you haven't already. But yeah, this is a super short and sweet episode. I hope that was helpful. I love romanticizing my life. I think it's just so fun, and it makes the, especially the mundane days where you're just like, I feel like there's nothing exciting going on right now. Just romanticize something about it, and all of a sudden your whole day turns around. So I hope that was helpful. I hope you try at least one of those things and enjoy it. I'm curious to know which ones you pick. So let me know. Tag me in any stories of you romanticizing your life so I can see. But that is all for today's episode, and I will chat with you soon. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.